Today's reading passage is Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and evil way and the perverted mouth I hate. Today's passage says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Only when you hate evil, you can cast off evil quickly and easily, so you can grow in faith quickly. Before I deliver the message about this, I'd like to explain what fearing God is, and let's examine ourselves if we truly fear God. And please check why you cannot receive answers and healings through this time. As the creation, it is natural to fear God the Creator, our Father. However, God of love promises that He will give us many blessings when we fear Him. It means that God says to fear Him, not only to be glorified, but also because He loves us. Let's look into some of the blessings we receive when we fear God. Psalm 34, 9 says, "Or fear the Lord, you His saints, for to those who fear Him there is no want." And Psalm 115, verse 13 says, "He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great." If you want to receive blessings, He says to bless you when you fear God, the small together with the great. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 says, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall." Likewise, the children of God who fear Him have nothing in lack and no problem in life. They also receive answers and healings. Of course, if you live in fear for God, you don't have to worry about any disease or accident. You don't have to worry about to meet any accident or problem. So, if you have any worry or problem, or if you suffer from any disease while you think you believe and fear God, you should realize that you don't actually fear God. Your thought was wrong. You think you fear God. In other words, you think you believe in God, but God doesn't recognize like that. Then, what is to fear God? To fear someone here means to be in awe of and to revere Him. As the creation, we fear God the Creator, who created the heavens and earth and mankind. God is Almighty. And He is the judge. And He is our Father. So we have to, it's natural to fear God. He is the judge. And He sees everything you do. And He knows everything you have in your heart. And He judges whether good or evil. If you acknowledge this, it is natural to revere Him and to recognize His dignity. And if you fear God like this, you will not commit any sin that God hates. Then how should you do if you believe and revere God? In other words, what kind of attitude will be recognized by God that you fear Him? Answers are in many parts of the Bible. He says, if you fear God, you will obey His commandments, His word. Deuteronomy 5:29 says, "Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it may be well with them and with their sons forever." It says that you will keep all God's commandments if you fear Him. If you fear God, you will naturally obey His commandments. This is the fear that Father God wants us to have. And here, Deuteronomy 5:29, there's a word, such a heart. It says they have such a heart in them. What is such a heart here? It is the incident in chapter 19 and 20 of the book of Exodus. When the Israelites were in the wilderness of Sinai, after they got out of Egypt, God came down on Mount Sinai. At that time, people were fearful of hearing the voice of God. And they asked Moses to speak to them himself after hearing it. They asked Moses to hear the voice of God himself and deliver it to them. It is because they were afraid of being killed from their sins, as they knew that they were not perfect before God. The Israelites knew very well that God is true itself and light itself. So they couldn't come before God with sins because they knew that they were not perfect. They were afraid of being in front of God. So they asked Moses to speak to them himself and deliver it to them. They said that if Moses went up to the mountain Sinai, communicated with God, and delivered the word to them, they would obey it. They would obey it. And God made them reminded of this in Deuteronomy 5:29. That is, God told them to remember how fearfully they made up their mind to receive the word of God and obey it and to do so. So here, such a heart has the background story like this. And what you have to remember here is that if you are still in sins and don't obey the word, it is normal that you have fear for God. It means you have conscience at least. Because, you know, God hates evil, and you know God judges those who committed sins. So you fear God, and it is a conscience, good conscience at least. Philippians 2:12 says, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." To reach the perfect salvation, even though you don't commit any deeds of flesh, if you still have forms of evil in your heart, you should be watch out not to commit any sin, and you should work out your salvation with fear and trembling. If you obey the word and get rid of evil every day to be sanctified, God becomes God of love, not fearful God. Well, I told you that to fear God means to be in awe of and revere Him. And so if you know God will judge what you did, then you will be far from sins and evil from awe. But if you do not fear God, If you commit a sin, you are not afraid of being punished. Well, you know you have fear for God, and you have the conscience. So you, when you commit a sin, you feel fear. But the full, I mean, perfect fear for God is that you make yourself far away from sins and evil perfectly and obey the commandments of God. God told them, I mean, the Israelites, to fear God and obey His commandments. Fearing God is not what God wants. I mean, simply fearing God is not what God wants. You should follow His commandments. I mean, obey His commandments if you fear God. Also, Deuteronomy 13:4 says, "You shall follow the Lord your God and fear Him, and you shall keep His commandments, listen to His voice, serve Him, and cling to Him." Here, cling to someone is to follow closely to someone. Here, it says, "You shall follow the Lord your God and fear Him, and you shall keep His commandments, listen to His voice, serve Him, and cling to Him." So God says that if you fear God, you will keep all His commandments and obey Him. Do you have any worries? And did you get any disease? It means that you don't have a perfect fear about God. Because you're not, you didn't turn away from evil perfectly. You just fear God, and it is not perfect. So, if you fear God, you will keep all His commandments and obey Him. You should remember this. On the contrary, if you don't obey God's word, you don't fear God. 2 Kings 17 verse 34 says, "To this day, they do according to the earlier customs. They do not fear the Lord, nor do they follow their statutes or their ordinances or the law or the commandments which the Lord commanded the sons of Jacob, whom He named Israel." They didn't fear the Lord. And what is that? They didn't follow their statutes or their ordinances or the law or the commandments. God is not deceived by appearance or words of people like men are. Men are easily deceived when someone tempts or flatters as if he loved them. But because people have some heart to seek their own benefit. So someone comes to them and tempts as if he loves them. Then they are easily deceived. But God never be deceived by man. It is because God knows people's inner hearts. And the truth in heart, if you truly fear God, then if it is true, then the truth in heart will appear as these. And then God recognizes, "You fear me, believe me, and love me, and He will bless you." So, if you believe in heaven and hell, and if you truly believe that God sees and knows everything you do, and that God will bring every act to judgment, whether it is good or evil, it is so natural to follow His commandments.
Amen.
It's not difficult to keep his commitments. You keep his small commitments, but you just skip other great commitments. You cannot do so. You will obey all his commitments if you fear God. Fearing God means to believe him. If you believe God is watching you, then you can never commit any sin. However, if you do the deeds of the flesh and commit sins outside the church, or if you don't acknowledge God when you are alone, while you say you believe and fear God, you don't believe or fear God. You should remember this. You do the deeds of the flesh, even though you are a church worker, and in church you act like the church worker, and you act the word of God in the church. But outside the church, you don't follow the word and you don't acknowledge God. You cannot say that you fear God. You should remember this. You have to keep this in mind. In your daily life, in all your life, you should check if you truly acknowledge God, or on the contrary, if you disregard God, you should check this. Let me give you an example. You're a pastor or a church worker. You say you have faith, but you watch obscene materials. Can you say you believe God? You think God will not know it because you watch them alone in secret, and your wife, children, or parents don't know it? God doesn't look at God cannot look at you doing like that? And angels in heaven are looking at such deeds. Don't you know there are angels who are recording everything you do? You say you know it and believe it, and you are doing such deeds. Then, as our shepherd says, they're so bold. You know your guardian's angel will leave if you commit sins, but you still commit sins. And you know there will be the great judgment. And you still do such deeds. Then it's like you're saying, I know there is a hell, but I will go to hell. We cannot say it is fate. If you know the judgment, then if you know the punishment in hell, you can never commit such sin. You can avoid the eyes of your spouse or children or parents, but Father God is watching you. So if you do so, it says you don't have heart of awe, which I explained about. It's not fear or true faith. You know, Jonah got on the ship to Tarsus. He disobeyed the commandment of God, command of God. And he hid himself in the lowest part of the ship. It seemed like he was escaping from the eyes of God. But God was looking at him. He knew everything. And a storm arose, and the people on the ship cast lots, and Jonah was picked. And when the people throw Jonah to the sea, then the sea calmed down. Likewise, if you fear God, you cannot commit any sin. But because you don't have faith, even though you committed a sin, why your pastor or church worker, you don't acknowledge that God is God knows that.
죄송한 마음도 있으나 지금 같은 이런 고백으로 여러분들이 회개해 보세요. 아버지 하나님, 내가 하나님을 믿지 않았습니다. 그래서 이렇게
repent like this if you committed such sin. Father God, I committed such grave sin even though I knew this fact. I knew you were watching me. I did not fear you. If you repent like this, it will be the true repentance before God. It doesn't just apply to these. If you fear God, you believe that God knows and sees all your heart and mind. So you will always check your heart and mind. This is true faith. If you think evil, like passing judgment or condemning others, while you say you fear God, you're like thinking He doesn't know your heart and mind, and you're like ignoring Him. How can you pass judgment about the shepherd who is guaranteed by the Father God? You should know how much you don't have faith and how much you don't have fear. Therefore, if you fear God, you cannot have evil in your heart before God, who sees and knows all your heart and mind. And you will try to cast off evil as soon as you find it out. You can never have evil in your heart. If you acknowledge God, you will watch over your mouth, your lips, and your mind, and your heart about others. If you have evil thoughts about others, or if you have ill feelings about others, you'll feel sorry about him, of course, but you will be sorry before God that you have such heart, because He knows your heart. But those who don't hate evil and those who do not acknowledge God, if they have some ill feelings in their hearts, they make excuse because they don't acknowledge God. They just give some excuses. It means that they don't hate evil. Well, about this, I will explain in more detail next time. Only when you hate evil, you can cast it off. If I ask if you hate evil, then you will say yes, of course. But if you still have evil in your heart, then it's not that you hate evil. You cannot make any excuse about that. It says that you still likes evil. If you truly hate evil, you will not make any excuse. And you will admit that you have evil, and you will cast it off with all your effort. And you will pray like, Father, because I'm evil, because I don't have love in heart, I hate that person, without giving any excuse. You still make an excuse why you have evil in your heart, and you blame on others. It says that you don't hate evil, and you don't know how much Father God hates evil, and you don't acknowledge God.
어떤 성도님들은 말씀을 통해 기도를 통해 악을
Some people cover it again even though they found their evil by praying and listening to sermons. They think it's just a little uneasiness. It's just a little hatred. Such little feelings are not big sin. And they don't acknowledge God who looks at their inner hearts. They don't feel how much God hates evil. That's why they think they will cast it off tomorrow. You don't think you will cast it off tomorrow, but it means that you don't have earnestness to cast it off. In other words, it is because you don't hate evil.
내 안에 지금 악한 감정 그럴 수밖에 없었어요라고 변명하고 이유하는 것은
You see evil in your heart. But you are making excuse that you couldn't help it. Then it means that you don't hate evil. You must think you hate evil. But
있어서는 안 되는 것이고 하나님과 반대라는 것을 알기 때문에
You know evil is bad and you should cast it off by listening to sermons. But you don't hate it so badly. So you give an excuse and you blame others without trying to cast it off. So you lack an earnestness to cast it off and you lack a consistent effort to be changed. You should not make any excuse, you should keep trying to be changed. You heard that you should continue to be changed. If you stop in the midst, you cannot be changed. Some people find evil, then they pray earnestly, but when they don't see evil in their heart, they don't pray fervently. Even though you do not see your evil right now, it doesn't mean that you don't have evil in your heart. When the circumstance comes to you, then your evil in heart can occur. So you should keep praying and trying to cast it off. If those who are in the third level of faith after getting rid of these of flesh want to stand on the rock of faith and faith quickly and come into spirit. They should cast off works of the flesh in heart and evil in original nature after all. Also, like the word you listened to through the cell group leader seminar, even though you came into spirit, because you have traces of faith, traces of flesh, you should always check your heart and you should pull out the root of flesh completely. You heard about the nine attributes that hinder you from standing on the rock of faith. You understand well what kind of evil and sin you had. And you saw our shepherd shed tears while he was teaching us not to commit sins any longer. And through his tears, God gave an opportunity of repentance and being forgiven. Because we have such opportunities, we think that we cast off evil, but still, I mean, you heard many messages and you saw the love of the shepherd. So you cut off the deeds of the flesh and you are running to grow in faith. But if this evil remains in you, you may become the prey of Satan. You know this. We keenly realized it this time. You can control the deeds of the flesh now, but the form of evil in your heart and the root of evil in your heart, if you want to cast them off completely, you should hate them to the utmost degree.
그러니까 그냥 두려운 마음으로 그 죄를 행치 아니하는 것만으로는
You just if you are satisfied that you just don't commit such grave sins because you are afraid of being punished. It is not perfect. Let's say a child doesn't know why the mother tells not to do something. Then he will do that someday. But if the child knows the mother's heart and cast off completely, then it will be perfectly cast off. Likewise, even though you don't do any deeds of the flesh now, you should keep trying to cast off the works of the flesh in your heart. Even though you are on the third level of faith, you should find the forms of evil and you should root them out. And in order to do so, you should hate such evil to the utmost degree. You should not think like, well, I should not commit such deeds of flesh. Then, but you cannot cast the forms of that evil completely. It is the difference between knowing that God hates evil and you truly hate evil. You know very well that you should not commit such sin, but you don't know how much God hates such sin and evil, and how much filthy and dirty the sins and evil are. Only when you know this, you can easily root out the evil of original nature. Next time, I will explain about this in detail. I told you how you can fear God. If you fear God, you will turn away from evil and sins. But even though you say you love God and fear God, if you still love the world and commit any sin, then you should repent. Let me give you a conclusion. After the pastor seminar in St. Petersburg in Russia in June, many pastors confessed the same. I was so grateful. They said, these days there is no church that points out sins and preaches about sanctification. Even though they are pastors, they said like this. But Dr. Gerald Lee and this gospel teach about sins and sanctification so well, and they expressed their thanks. So I was so proud. Measures of faith and handkerchief healing meetings, all the messages were given, to the shepherd through our Father God, and I delivered those messages there. So I could boldly preach those messages because these messages have life, and these messages can give life to them. And through this trip, I could hear the pastors said like this. Many churches say people can be saved only by attending churches, but our mommy members are learning the true will of God clearly. How blessed it is. How blessed you are. And also, our shepherd is warning about sins and teaches us how to root out the evil. And also, he took the many efforts for us so that we can receive the strength from above to get rid of such sins. He fulfills 90% of what we should do so that we can be changed quickly by fulfilling only 10%. Last evening service, you saw how our Father God hates evil and how our shepherd is warning you not to commit sins. And our shepherd, you saw our shepherd shed tears with burning heart for the souls going to death by committing sin. If you know this love, how can you have such evil and sin in your heart? You say you hate evil with your lips, but if you still have evil in your heart, it means that you don't hate evil truly. And next time I will explain about this and what hating evil truly is in detail. If you cast off evil by hating evil, God is not fearful God. He becomes becomes God of love. And because you love God, you can easily cast off evil, and you will feel the great love of God in the depths of your heart. And when you come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, you will feel that love of the Father God who says to cast off evil because He loves you. And I hope you can receive the blessing that God gives to those who truly fear God. I mean, during the annual prayer meeting tonight, I hope you pray and repent that you couldn't truly fear God, and you will receive the strength to cast off evil more quickly. Let's pray, thinking over the message.
하나님을 경외하는 것은 우리가 당연히 해야 할 것입니다. 하나님은 경외받기에 사랑받기에 합당하신 분이시나이다. 그러나 우리가 하나님을 믿노라 하면서 하나님을 경외하고 하나님을 사랑한다 하면서 어찌 죄악 가운데 거하였는지 이와 같았던 모습이라면 철저히 회개하고 돌이키고 이제 하나님을 두려워서 죄를 짓지 아니하는 것으로 멈추지 아니하고 우리 또한도 하나님을 사랑하여 악을 미워하고 버릴 수 있는 모든 성도님들 되게 하여 주옵소서. 감사합니다. 아버지 도와주옵소서. 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.